With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Several days after Yellowstone National Park reopened its two Wyoming entrances to visitors, the park lifted the gates at its north and northeastern Montana entrances for through traffic only. It may provide relief for some business owners during Memorial Day weekend. While Yellowstone's entrances at Gardner and Cook City Silver Gate remain closed to visitors, cars this week were allowed through to reach the remote towns that rely on summer tourism. People are not allowed to stop and recreate in the park on their way to the gateway communities. Those who do may be cited.
I was a little worried about the park being closed because people couldn't get here.
That's Scott Denniston, owner of Beartooth Cafe in Cook City. Denniston says he reopens his seasonal business each year on the Friday before Memorial Day. Despite the uncertainty brought on by COVID-19, Denniston says he decided to hope for the best and stick to his planned reopening date.
We just had quite a few tables come in just between 12 and 1. So, I mean, about standard for this time of year.
Denniston says he has a positive outlook for the months ahead, but he says he may have to cut back on employees if the cafe doesn't get its normal summer traffic. Some businesses, like the Elkhorn Lodge, will remain closed until Yellowstone allows visitation in the northern part of the park. Yellowstone officials say they are working with Montana Governor Steve Bullock to determine when that might be. Bullock has said he wouldn't consider reopening until June 1st. While Wyoming recently lifted a two-week self-quarantine order for out-of-state visitors, Montana's traveler restrictions remain in effect until June 1st, when the state is slated to move into phase two of the governor's reopening plan. After a two-month closure due to COVID-19, Yellowstone reopened its two Wyoming entrances on May 18th for day use only. Visitation has been limited to the southern loop of the park. A Yellowstone press release Thursday said the traffic volume during the first 3 days of the partial reopening was less than 20% of the normal volume this time of year. Park Superintendent Cam Shawley said in the press release he expects visitation to go up significantly in the coming weeks. With Yellowstone Public Radio News, I'm Rachel Kramer.